DW Africa Link.
When citizens take to the streets to demand their voices be heard, the response should be dialogue, not bullets. Yet in Tanzania, the opposite seems true. Amnesty International's latest report paints a grim picture. Security forces allegedly used unlawful lethal force, leaving hundreds dead or injured. What does this say about democracy, accountability, and human rights in Tanzania? We'll unpack these questions and more. Stay with us. I'm Ajua Tinkrama Domina, and you're welcome to Africa Link, the podcast that connects you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
Tanzania's 2025 election was unlike anything the country had seen in recent years. Internet shutdowns, lockdowns, exclusion of key opposition figures from the polls, and a brutal crackdown on protesters expressing frustration over the process. Amnesty International's latest report accuses Tanzania's security forces and the government of using lethal force and even burying bodies during the unrest. My colleague Isaac Aleji has a brief summary of Amnesty's findings.
Amnesty International's latest report on Tanzania alleges that security forces unlawfully used lethal force to suppress post-election protests between late October and early November. According to the report, officers fired live rounds at unarmed demonstrators and removed bodies from hospitals. The rights group says hundreds were killed or injured nationwide, citing evidence of reckless gunfire, tear gas abuse, beatings, and denial of medical care for wounded protesters. Amnesty says it interviewed 35 individuals, including survivors of gunshot and tear gas injuries, eyewitnesses, lawyers assisting detained protesters, healthcare workers who treated victims, and relatives of those killed. Tanzanian authorities have yet to respond to the findings.
Today on the show, we bring you an exclusive interview by DW Stella Onyeko with Amnesty researcher Sikula Oniala. Later, we'll hear from ordinary Tanzanians and DW correspondent Naomi Jaseda, who will essentially update us on the government's ongoing probe into the incident. But first, here is Stella Onyeko's conversation with Amnesty Sikula Oniala.
What are your main findings from this report?
Amnesty International found that Tanzanian security forces used excessive, unnecessary and disproportionate force that resulted into the killings of hundreds of people and the injuries of thousands of others. We also found that there was reckless use of non-lethal weapons like tear gas that were thrown in people's homes. The security forces also took away bodies from hospitals. They prevented people from getting proper health care by interfering with the medical workers in various hospitals.
From what we know from the elections, many people were scared of speaking out. You interviewed 35 people. Did they have any concerns about sharing what they knew?
There was a lot of fear. At the start, many people were not willing to speak to us. In fact, we still have more people who refuse to speak to us for fear of reprisals. Many others could only speak to us when they were out of the country. And even when they were still out of the country, they told us that they wouldn't want their relatives or their friends, their colleagues back home to be linked to this information. Some healthcare professionals who spoke to us also have told us that authorities have gone to some of their hospitals to scan their phones, to check if anyone spoke to the outside world. You will also recall that there were instances when people's phones were being checked at various checkpoints. And if you were found with a video or a photo in relation to the violence, you could be arrested. So the fear is still there. And I think the government is doing much more to conceal evidence, you could say. We spoke to three healthcare workers who work in three of the main referral hospitals, one in Dar es Salaam, another in Mwanza, and another in Arusha. What they told us is that between 29th October and 31st October, they received hundreds of dead bodies. They also received many injured people. The injuries were of gunshot wounds. In Arusha, the hospital was forced to move patients into the pediatric section because of the overwhelming number of people who came who needed treatment. In Dar es Salaam, the healthcare official told us of many bodies that were brought to the mortuary, and that he also saw people wearing opposition party uniforms being picked from the wards, and the security officers telling them not to treat these people, and that they wanted them to go for interrogation. He never saw those patients again. And in Mwanza too, we had a narration from a healthcare official who said personnel who said that security officers came in and told them to separate people with gunshot wounds and place them in a different ward, and they were all handcuffed in that particular ward. These were people who were subjected to arbitrary arrest at a point when they needed medical help. A number of them were actually discharged themselves early from the hospital for fear of being arrested. And the doctor, the healthcare official also mentioned that they had to discharge other people, some people who had tubes in their in the body had to be discharged early for fear of being arrested. We were able to confirm that these images had not appeared online anywhere before 29th October, and they were correctly identified to be at Mwananyamala Referral Hospital in Dar es Salaam. We counted the number of dead bodies in that video, in that particular footage. It came to 70. This is one hospital, this is one day. And remember that some of these bodies were being picked and taken away by the security officials. We also verified a video of a number of bodies that were on a stretcher in Mwanza, at Sekoture Hospital in Mwanza. So I can say this, we relied on digital evidence. All it tells us is to confirm that the video was taken at that particular place at that time, and we can see that they are lying dead in the mortuary section.
You also spoke to health workers from different parts of the country. What did they tell you?
The sheer number of people who were injured on between 29th October and 31st October overwhelmed the Tanzanian healthcare system. Healthcare professionals mentioned that they ran out of stocks to take care of patients. They were unable to work to their optimum because many of them had taken leave. This was a public holiday, and they were overwhelmed by the numbers that came in, but they were also shocked by the number of people killed who were brought to their hospitals. More shocking to them was being subjected to work under security officers who were directing them on who to treat and who not to treat. So the presence of security officers in major hospitals was a big shocker to many of them. They felt undermined by the presence of these security officers, and their work was interfered.
Did you reach out to the government with your findings?
Yes, we wrote to the authorities on 2nd of December, requesting for a response to our findings. We detailed all our findings. We also reached out to the Tanzanian authorities through one of the ambassadors in Europe, but they haven't responded to the findings to date.
How do you personally see the results of what you found in this report? Were you shocked by what you found?
The findings are very sad. I think many people are suffering in Tanzania. The expectation is that the commission of inquiry that was set up will hasten the process of investigating what happened, and that they will come up with a report that will not whitewash what happened and pinpoint who did what, who perpetrated the violation, so that they can be held to account for their actions. this nature, the nature of killing, the way the killings that happened, the impact on the society, the children who now walk around covering their ears because of the constant sounds of bullets and tear gas that was being thrown at them, the fear that this whole exercise has put in the people, in the society, in the Tanzanian society, these are things that need to be addressed. And more importantly, I think the authorities need to address the genesis of the issues and not to cover them up by, you know, trying to shift blame and deflect the causes of the violation, or rather of the protest that happened. So our call is to ensure that we have an impartial, independent, thorough and prompt investigations into what happened in Tanzania. We hope that the commission that was formed will be able to achieve this, failure to which we are urging the international community to take up their responsibility and set up an investigative mechanism on Tanzania to be able to reveal or unearth what happened between 29th and the 3rd of November, 29th October and 3rd of November.
If you're just tuning in, this is Africa Link, the podcast that connects you to the stories that matter. Today we are discussing Tanzania's post-election crackdown following Amnesty International's latest report. You just heard DW Sela Oniko speaking with Amnesty researcher Sikula Oniala. But what do ordinary Tanzanians think? Some shared their views with our correspondent Naomi Jeseda.
What Amnesty International reported aligns with what many citizens, observers and victims' families witnessed during the crackdown. There were credible accounts of excessive use of force by security agencies, deaths during the protest, and a lack of transparency around casualties and detentions. To date, there has been no independent, credible investigation to dispel this concern. The broad state of democracy is deeply weakened at all. So freedom of expression is heavily restricted through the arrest, intimidations, media censorship, and the use of security laws to silence dissent. So when citizens fear speaking freely, fear assembling peacefully, that means democracy exists more in forms than in practice.
Amnesty's report offers a corroborative eye of what we not only saw, but also what we heard from victims and their families, including evidence that were revealed by several other media outlets regarding bodies missing, people not being able to recover bodies from mortuaries, even after the initial notice that the body was taken to so-and-so hospital, but then they can't locate them. It is an evidence that we need a proper independent inquiry into the massacre. Democracy has worsened. It's worsened. We are not free to express ourselves. We face backlashes, both oriented on the laws, but also self-censorship that is built on fear. And we think Tanzania needs a new dawn in which civil liberties will be embraced and celebrated like it was back in the days.
Amnesty International's allegation broadly reflected the reality many human rights defenders observed during the election period. While I cannot claim to have complete or conclusive evidence of every specific incident, the lack of government transparency makes independent verification impossible. What is clear is that the broader environment in which this event occurred was deeply restrictive. Freedom of expression was severely curtailed, fear was widespread, and independent scrutiny was discouraged. In such condition, credible findings by Amnesty cannot be dismissed, and the state of democracy, particularly regarding free expression, remains seriously compromised.
Well, those were voices from Tanzania reacting to Amnesty International's report on the post-election crackdown. One thing is clear. Accountability cannot be optional when lives are lost. But who will deliver that accountability?
And joining me briefly for this is DW correspondent in Tanzania, Naomi Jeseda. Thank you so much for joining us, Naomi.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about the mood in Tanzania, particularly after Amnesty's report?
Ajua, honestly, the atmosphere is still gloomy. Some people are still mourning their loved ones. Others are still searching for the bodies of their relatives and friends. And so with Amnesty's report out by now, it feels like adding salt to an open wound. So the pain is already there. So the report is just reopens it.
Has the government given any response yet?
As far as I know, up to now, Ajua, no. I have not heard any official statement from the government. Maybe they didn't maybe see that report, or maybe they, I don't know, maybe other time, but for now, no. No any statement from the government.
Is there an indication that this is something they are taking seriously, even maybe in the parliament? Are they discussing it? What is the discussion going around in the country, particularly relating to this report?
I saw some people from the opposition parties, especially Chadema, who were talked about that report, but in a few on a social media. So not much people they are talking about these, maybe opposition, only Chadema. I saw that from the top leaders of Chadema who talked about that report.
Do we know if anybody will be held accountable, or what are the mechanisms in Tanzania to hold security forces or people who are found in these reports accountable for their actions?
At this point, Joa, we can say that everything depends on the investigation team that was formed by the president, Samia Suluhu Hassan. Just people, they are depending on that team. Because people are still waiting, because last few days people were rejected about that teams, but everything now depends on that team, if it is coming with the a feedback, as President said. Yeah, so we are people depending on that investigation team that President was formed.
Right. And do we have any sign that the public are losing trust in the electioneering process, you know, as a result of whatever happened in Tanzania during the election and then the crackdown that followed?
Ajua, these events have made many people question about our democracy. They are questioning multi-party politics as a whole. So, and the answer, their findings are very unpleasant. We have reached at the point now where if a member of a parliament dies, some people out there are celebrating. This is very sad, very, very bad. It clearly shows how low public trust has fallen. So this is where we are now. If the government, people from the government have a problem, here outside people are celebrating. People are happy.
And in terms of the way forward, we know that Chadema, for instance, was pushing for reforms. Is there any indication that the government or even civil society are going to, you know, ensure that these reforms are achieved before the next electioneering period?
Since October 29, a lot has happened, Ajua. The main issue has been justice for the dead. and understanding why something like this happened in the first place. So there have been threats of rallies. At the same time, there are situations that raise even more concern, especially for people who question, challenge, or inquire about the political issues. I may not have the perfect word to describe it, but people are questioning everything that happened here in the country.
And finally, where do you see Tanzania heading to? We do know that the president was, you know, trying her best to unite the country after all that happened. Is that something that is feasible within the shortest possible time?
For now, no. Because, like I have said before, people are still mourning their beloved ones. People are still searching for their relatives. People, they want their relatives who died on that day. Maybe people, they can get their bodies and go to bury it on their places according to their cultures. So as soon as the president she's going to build a reform, for now, no, because people are still angry. People, they don't trust even the government. And you can know now, you can see now people are, the battle between ordinary citizens, normal citizens, and the artists here in Tanzania, because most of the artists have, during the election were in other part. So now it is a battle. It is a 50-50. So it is not possible that the president is going to make a reform to make people to unite together as we are. I think for now, what people need is a peace of mind. And peace of mind come when people need what they want. So if the government will manage to give people what they want, I think would be a best option and a good way for Tanzanians to move forward and to stop maybe receiving reports from other places about what happened in Tanzania. So that is what I can say. The government must do their job to make sure people are receiving what they want.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. Naomi Jaseda is DW correspondent in Tanzania. Earlier, we heard DW Sela Onyeka's interview with Amnesty International.
Get the stories that are shaping the continent here on Africa Link.
The world is watching Tanzania. Will it choose transparency and reform or impunity and silence? The answer will shape not just its democracy, but the future of human rights in the region. What's the best way forward? Share your thoughts with us on Facebook at DW Africa. Listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Kaleji. I am Ajua Tinkroma Domina. Thanks for listening.
Made for mind.